some of the things that we've been doing in Western Mass is to both raise the profile of mentoring by conducting public awareness campaigns. We currently have a campaign that's been running. It's a back-to-school campaign, which is a very busy time for mentoring program partners that are working to recruit caring adults to Mass them with young people. So that back-to-school campaign has included ads online, it's included some print media, it's included some outreach on our behalf with legislators to local media to really make sure people understand the importance of mentoring and how they can get involved and support it. In addition, one of the things we've been able to do is to work to expand programming in different places. So recently, with the support of First Niagara, we've been able to go into the Kelly Full Service Elementary School in Holyoke with a small grant to be able to create and help them launch a peer-to-peer mentoring program where eighth graders are mentoring second graders and helping them by with activities and helping them to learn to read better. So we've been using different partnerships to grow mentoring to bring more caring adults and also young adults into the lives of youth who need that additional support.
What do you hope to accomplish with mentoring? What's the overall goal?
Yeah, the overall goal is to make sure that young people have a caring adult or a caring, you know, kind of connection to a mentor who's going to support them, which will ultimately help them be more prepared academically, will help them, depending on their age, build skills that can make them ready for the workforce, and will also help to keep our community safer and stronger by being a key strategy around violence prevention. What we'd like to see in Western Mass is that every young person who needs that caring adult has one, and that a school who's trying to strengthen that opportunity for youth has a partner to do it, and that the great mentoring programs that are in the region, from Big Brothers Big Sisters to Girls Inc. to the Boys and Girls Club, that they have the services and resources they need to serve every kid that comes to them who needs a quality adult mentor.
Now, do you need to be trained to be a mentor? I mean, you said it, you have one program where you have eighth graders mentoring second graders. So I don't imagine that there's a whole lot of training that's going on there. But for an adult, what does one need to do to become a mentor?
Well, there's training at all levels. Even those eighth graders are getting a little bit of training. It's really to make sure that mentors, anyone regardless of age, understands their role and what they're trying to accomplish, and so that the mentor gets a standard training. It's anywhere between 2 to 4 hours, supported by the program, and that the mentor gets the resources to understand that they're a guide. They're there to help the young person down their own path, and that they're really there to make sure that this young person has someone to turn to. You know, we recently worked with a program in Holyoke last year that's continued at Dean Technical High School, which is a career pathways mentoring program, which is matching high school vocational students with employees from the Holyoke Health Center. That program is making sure that those employees at the health center has the training to be a mentor, to work with these students, to help them prepare themselves for life after high school. And so the training that they're given is really to make sure they understand how to work with these young people, how to support them, and that they also understand the huge difference that they're making in the lives of the youth that they're working with.
And about how many youth would you say at this point in the greater Springfield area and Holyoke are involved in mentoring, have someone who's mentoring them now?
Right. In the region, or generally in that area, there's probably about 800 young people, 800 to 1,000 youth, that are in a formal mentoring relationship through one of these program partners, whether it's the Boys and Girls Club or Springfield School Volunteers or Big Brother Big Sister. And as you can imagine, and as I'm sure you know well, Paul, there's many, many more that could use a quality adult mentor in their lives, and so the need is great.